Southern Baptist pastor in Montana gave this presentation a week ago this past Saturday, but it wasn't just to his own denomination, if you will, or association or convention, the Southern Baptist. It was to evangelical churches throughout America and worldwide. I think it was well said. Pastor Jordan Hall joins us. Pastor, thank you for joining us, and thank you for your courage, your conviction. I sensed a brokenheartedness by you in that presentation. I imagine this has been something that has been grieving you for some time. Is that what I was hearing in your voice?
Yeah, Brandon. First of all, thanks for having me. It wasn't an easy message to preach. I even have a little bit of anxiety listening to it. But it's been something I've been struggling with in Montana and the way that our convention is here and what I see elsewhere in the country. Something I've had to personally face for a number of years now, and I think it just kind of came out in that message.
You know, I have talked to many different people, Southern Baptist pastors and denominational leaders of other denominations, and you try to explain to them much of what you just explained as far as Rick Warren and their methodology and what they're doing, and they look at you like you're crazy, you're nuts, you're a divider, you're a hater, you're legalistic, you're some kind of crazy fundamentalist, go away. But it's right there in the Scripture, and you try to explain it to them from the Scripture, and they make excuses after excuses. And I don't know if these are people that are not saved, or these are people that are just so worldly. I'm not sure which it is. Maybe it's a mixture. What say you with the people you've dealt with that will not respond to even the very Word of God you bring to bear on the issue and their reluctance to repent? What is that? Are we dealing with people who aren't saved, or are we dealing with people that are just very hard-hearted?
You know, possibly a little bit of both. I sent a letter, an 8-page handwritten letter, or typed letter, but printed out on paper, a hard copy, to the executive director of the Montana Baptist Convention, lining out for him why I thought, biblically, planting a church based on one's affinities or personal hobbies or interests is not in keeping with the New Testament model. I got an email back with two words on it saying, duly noted. At some point in time, we've stopped being people that will dig into the Bible, and we just say, well, that's criticism, I'm not dealing with it. And it's even hard to have a conversation over an open Bible with people these days. I think in my own convention, we fought the conservative resurgence in the 80s over the inerrancy of Scripture. We won that battle. We do believe it to be inspired, but we left the sufficiency of Scripture long behind. And so, really, what is the point of believing the Bible is the true, infallible, inspired Word of God if we don't listen to it and consider it authoritative and sufficient for how we do church and how we do ministry?
We'll be right back. Hello, I'm Brandon House, and I want to tell you about something we're doing here at Worldview Weekend that makes biblical worldview training available to just about everybody. You know, there are many families that would like to send their college student or high school student to a biblical worldview camp, but there are a couple obstacles for some of them. One issue is some students who are working during the summer can't find a week to 2 weeks to take off to go to a biblical worldview camp, particularly if they also take off some time for family vacation. The other issue for many families is the $650 to over $1,000 that most of these worldview camps cost. And then there's the cost of transportation added onto that. Well, Worldview Weekend has come up with a solution, and it's the Worldview Weekend Online Academy. You can check it out at worldviewweekend.com/academy. worldviewweekend.com/academy. Now, this is completely different from our online training institute that is for people who want to become a biblical Worldview Weekend instructor. The Worldview Weekend Online Academy is specifically an 85-hour biblical worldview course that you take online. It's for high school students. It's for college students. In fact, many adults take the course, but we specifically developed it with high school and college students in mind. The instructors for this online academy include people like Ken Ham, David Noble, Erwin Lutzer, John Ankerberg, Justin Peters, Jason Carlson, Ron Carlson, myself, Brandon House, Woodrow Kroll, Usama Dakdok, John Loeffler, and many others. Now, you see, what happens is you take the course online, and in one window, there's a video playing, professionally produced, broadcast quality lecture. In the other window is a worksheet, and they fill out the worksheet as they're watching the lecture, and our computer system grades it for them automatically. The
course is 85 hours, but you can take several weeks or several months to complete the course. It's only $149, and we have family rates and group rates available. You can try out a demo of the Worldview Weekend Online Academy when you visit worldviewweekend.com/academy. worldviewweekend.com/academy. Parent or grandparent, why not put your high school student through this course before they go off to college, and maybe include some kind of incentive? Maybe, parent, you want to tie their getting a driver's license to them completing this biblical worldview course. However you choose to do it, we have worked hard to put together a professional online institute that's 85 hours with some of the premier biblical worldview and apologetic speakers in the world. Again, you can check it out at worldviewweekend.com/academy, and you can even try a demo there. worldviewweekend.com/academy. Worldview Weekend, making biblical worldview training possible for all ages and making it affordable for all families. Welcome back, Worldview Weekend Radio. I hope you'll check out our website, worldviewweekend.com/conferences, and look at where we'll be going soon. worldviewweekend.com/conferences, particularly our 2014 January 2nd through the 4th Contend Conference for junior and senior and high school and college students. It's a Bible conference, a serious Bible conference for young adults, and that's what they are, young adults. I hope you'll check it out at worldviewweekend.com/conferences and begin to organize a group of young people to come with you as the leader of this group, a parent, adult. If you're young, if your church won't bring the young people, you bring them. worldviewweekend.com/conferences. Find out about Contend 2014, January 2nd through the 4th. Joining me is Jordan Hall. He preached the message you heard a week ago this past Saturday. He is a Southern Baptist pastor. He was calling his own denomination, his own association, to repentance, and other church denominations or associations over what has become such a man-centered business. You mentioned something in your presentation, Pastor Jordan, about the Southern Baptist spending money on ice sculptures and other financial problems the North American Mission Board has reportedly had. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, you know, most of the information concerning NAM's impropriety and spending money unwisely and even unethically comes from a book called Spending God's Money. It was written by a whistleblower who was the highest-ranking woman ever to serve in the North American Mission Board. Her name is Mary Kenny Branson. Subtitle of the book is Extravagance and Misuse in the Name of Ministry. And as she leveled these charges, NAM didn't refute a single one. They simply gave a press release saying, well, we wish she would have given both sides of the story. But then they didn't give the other side of the story. These things are well documented. We've yet to repent of them. We've talked about our problems and how we need to overcome them. I think Kevin Azell is working on some of those things. But we've never come back to Southern Baptist churches and said, we wasted your money, we spent it unwisely, and we let someone run off with a $500,000 severance package to sweep this under the rug.
Something about ice sculptures?
Yeah, I believe it was, I think the monetary figure was $5,000 for some ice sculptures. Yeah, at a NAM event in Staff Islands to the islands. It's just a lot of waste on just personal indulgences. And of course, I mean, honestly, we don't know if it's still going on because they never were open about it after it happened.
And then you have the theological issues. I think I saw the North American Mission Board was going to have Kay Arthur as one of their, excuse me, Kay Warren, Rick Warren's wife. Kay Warren is one of their keynote speakers this last April. The Southern Baptist Convention, though, isn't unique. I mean, this is going on in so many denominations. What are you hearing from pastors in other denominations about your warning, Pastor Jordan?
You know, I've received a lot of positive emails and comments, just tons and tons, a lot of them from the UK, because, you know, the presentation was called Modern Day Downgrade, and I got into Charles Spurgeon and what he had to deal with there in London and in the Baptists of his own country and day. And I think that resonated with a lot of people in the UK. In terms of what I've heard from Southern Baptists, very little. We did have one of the directors for the North American Mission Board in Canada came to our conference and he sat through the presentation, haven't heard any feedback. So the response has been mostly positive, but for my own denomination, very little.
What about planting churches around your hobbies? You mentioned Cowboy Church, NASCAR. This is really what the North American Mission Board is doing in other denominations?
Yeah, in that conversation that I had with the two individuals who were with the North American Mission Board in North Dakota, they asked, so are you planting an oil field church? Because we're in the Bakken oil field. I said, no, I'm planting a church in the oil field. And they said, well, you mean it's a church for oil field workers? No, it's a church for Jesus with oil field workers in it. Let me tell you this real quick. There is a pastor in my association who has been ministering on an Indian reservation for many years. And a church partnership between NAM and our own state convention planted a church nearby. He took all of the Native Americans from his church to this other church to help work with it. Basically, he gave up his church to join with this one. After he did that, they got a wild hair to move the location out to the country, further out into the country, and make it a cowboy church, leaving the Indians basically high and dry without a church. Can you imagine the spiritual abuse among the Native American people to say, you know what, we think the vibe we want is cowboy. And so, I mean, as though there isn't enough cultural conflict to say, we want a cowboy church, not an Indian church.
Cowboys and Indians.
Yeah, it's absolutely unfathomable. You know, the local church should be a microcosm of the universal, and that Christ is bringing people in from every tribe, tongue, and nation. And to use NAM dollars through a NAM official in Montana to plant literally a race car enthusiast church is a repudiation of the gospel. What if I said I'm going to plant a rich people church? We would think that was terrible. Or I'm going to plant a white church. We'd say, well, that's awful. This is not the spirit of Christ. This is the very definition of being man-centered.
What about a church planted, I heard you say, around a man who was touring with his son's baseball team? Was that considered a church plant?
Yeah, that's a guy receiving funds from the North American Mission Board who taught us in a breakout session how to plant churches. He wasn't even planting a church. He was just doing, this friendship evangelism junk, not attending a fellowship, doing a Bible study in his home once in a while, but you know, he said, hey, we're called to reach every tribe and tongue, and my tribe is my kids' baseball team. So he traveled with all of his kids' sporting events. And in my opinion, he should have been disciplined and removed from the fellowship of the body for forsaking the saints. Instead, we make him a church planter. That's where your cooperative program funds are going, people.
Yeah, and that's why I don't give to it. We've only got about a minute left. What is the ultimate challenge you're trying to give to not only the Southern Baptist but other denominations?
Yeah, it's real simple. It's repent. We just have to come away from it. Literally, we need to do an about-face on this thing to return back to the Scripture. Southern Baptists in particular, we will scream and shout about the inerrancy of Scripture. We actually have to start obeying it, following it, and knowing it.
And you're not, and you're accused of not being interested in evangelism or church planting because you don't want to use unbiblical
models. My church has
models.
Led the convention the last 3 years, planting a church every year for the last 3 years. As I said in that presentation, I was ran out by gunpoint under the threat of violence for trying to plant a church in the Indian Reservation. And we'll be back this summer. So it's not as though we don't believe in evangelism. We bleed evangelism in my church. It just needs to be done biblically.
Amen to that. Pastor Jordan Hall, we're going to ask our radio audience to pray for you, and we thank the Lord for you. We wish there were more men like you that were lifting up a shout. It's hard to do, I know, Pastor Jordan, and I hope our carrying your message is an encouragement to you, Pastor.
Very humble. Thank you so much.
Pastor Jordan Hall of Montana, to pray that more men like him will rise up, speak truth, and call all of our denominations and associations to repentance. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.
Hey, you guys, this is Chris Pinto. Many of you are familiar with my program, Noise of Thunder Radio, which broadcasts on the Worldview Weekend website with Brannon House. The great thing about Worldview is that it provides a unique environment for Christian ministries that take on tough issues in contending for the faith. Perhaps the best thing about what Worldview does is that it presents its radio shows, articles, and even most conferences free of charge. But to keep providing this service, the ministry relies on support from the body of Christ. if you've been blessed by the work at Worldview Weekend, we hope you'll think about making a contribution to the Worldview Weekend Foundation, a nonprofit organization that helps provide for these resources. You can make a one-time contribution or become a monthly contributor by logging on to the website at worldviewweekendfoundation.com. That's worldviewweekendfoundation.com.